Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think you're going to kill him. Like, I really do. I think you're going to be... I think you'll beat him in five if I had to make an official prediction before the game ever happens. And that's part of why I think Philly's so dangerous, because I don't have that same thought if the 76ers went on Wednesday. Okay. And that's why I'm surprised but not surprised that the majority of Knicks fans, not only based on this poll, but based on listening to this radio station, based on what Lugi has said, you guys don't want Miami. Meanwhile, I think you're better than
that. All right, so Miami five real so quickly. 76ers, Knicks and how many?
Excuse me?
76ers.
You're asking me that question?
Knicks and how many?
Not ready to say that yet. I don't have a strong enough feeling to say that. I'd be lying to you. I'm giving you a strong feeling because I have a strong feeling that if you play Miami, and it's certainly on the table, all the Heat need to do is win one freaking random game in a play-in game, I think you'll beat them in five. What happens if they play Philadelphia? I'll get back to you in a couple days.
All right. The thing with Miami, they have the best coach in the NBA. I don't think you could dispute that. They have a killer in Jimmy Butler, and they have alligator blood. They are cockroaches.
I understand.
They are just a pain in the ass to put down.
But you know what Philadelphia has now, too? Let's not leave this out. And head coach,
I agree.
That's won something.
He has.
But Doc Rivers ain't there anymore,
fair
by
enough.
The way.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
No, of course, Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. I don't minimize that. I just think the Knicks are better. I think they're just a better team than the Miami Heat. Now, Miami's dirty. We all know how they play. We know how deadly Jimmy can be in the postseason. I'll give you all that. I just happen to think that if you played Miami, you will beat them. And that's why on Wednesday night, while I'm in front of my TV, I'm rooting for the Sixers. Because I know that reality.
This is just like, I get the coalition.
That's
the
hater in
Evan. He's rooting for Philly.
That's the hater in Evan, by the way.
I didn't say I'm putting a jersey on, dude. I would never do that. I'm just saying I'd prefer they win. I think that'll be a better series. It'll be very entertaining.
Your fandom sucks. You realize that?
Because all my teams suck? Yes, thank you.
No, your fandom sucks because 2 days ago, you were going, let's go Knicks. Now today, you're saying, or whenever the play-in.
When did I say let's go Knicks, by the way?
You just said it.
Let's go Knicks.
You said it when you found out that the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh yeah.
Going to lose
because it was going to lead
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Because it was going to lead to a tougher matchup. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Decided to quit, and you were like, "Let's go Knicks." So now you're going, "Let's go Philly."
Yeah,
right.
You got to do that sometimes.
It sucks not having a team that you can say, "Let's go."
Well, you don't want me to get into that detail.
No, not at all.
I'm so glad their season's over.
Even though Budenholzer might be your coach.
I like that, by the way. Yeah. I endorse that. If Coach Bud is the next head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, I'm good with that. Now, let's never mention that basketball team again. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.